6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, August 30th, 2022. Dave Prieger with you here. I'm the Power Hour. Welcome back. If you've been listening to our previous segment, you know we've got Frank Davis with OptiVita Products on the line. They're all part of our end of summer sale. 2 days left, today and tomorrow. It ends tomorrow. Dropship products excluded, but all of what we're talking about right now from the OptiVita line, including the new digestive enzymes and basic essentials, which we've been talking about in our last half hour, are included in the sale. So this is the time, if you've not tried these, to stock up. All we can do is encourage. I'm not going to, you know, you remember what's the old saying, you can lead horse to water, but you can't make him drink. No, it's just like, you know, dogs and everybody else. My shepherd, if she didn't want to drink, she won't. Just the way it is. The whole idea is you got to coax them into doing it, right, Frank?
Yeah, unfortunately, just this morning I was talking to somebody who was reading a book, and it was a lady that for years was a what do you call them when people are getting ready to die?
Hospice.
Hospice. Yeah, she was in hospice, and she interviewed all these people, and by far, and she asked him, said, if there were one thing you could change in your life looking back now, what would it be? An overwhelming majority said, I would have taken better care of myself in terms of my health and what I gave my body.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world, which is why,
Want to wait on your... Yeah.
Wait till you're on your deathbed. Oh, I got to take my OptiVita vitamin D and my vitamin C and my super krill oil, which is what we're going to talk about now, because we didn't have a chance to cover it in our last segment. But here's the thing. If we don't give you the information, how are you going to be able to make a smart buying decision, which is what this is all about? Because money's tight. We know that. There's inflation. It's crazy. The government did it. We all know that. They cause supply chain issues. We don't have that problem. Power Mall, when you order, they'll get it right out to you. So understand, you know, Power Hour J is standing by right now to take your call. Or you can order online at thepowermall.com, or you can connect to the Power Mall through our website at thepowerhour.com. So the super krill oil, first off, if you've heard the word krill, you've seen them in the store, you go to Sam's Club, various places like that. We're glad you don't buy from there, because the products that are there aren't like what we carry on the Power Mall, and there's a reason for that. We like the totally natural, not the artificial. And there's a lot of stuff that I have seen, even these frontline doctors that claim they have all these products are putting out stuff that is synthetic. That's not what we're about here. We're about natural. So let's talk about krill oil first, Frank. For those who don't know what it is, go ahead and give us the lowdown.
Sure. Well, actually, krill, for those that don't know, is the oil is extracted from a small shrimp-like crustacean that live in the Southern Ocean. It's the largest marine biomass in the world. There's over 500 metric tons of krill in the Antarctic waters. But it is the richest source of these omega-3 fatty acids. The ones your body needs particularly are the EPA and DHA. And most people are very familiar with fish oil, and that's why they take it to get that. But fish oil, besides the potential risk of contamination, which there is none in the Antarctic krill oil, the DHA and EPA in the fish is bound to triglycerides, and that is a very inefficient way for your body to try and absorb it, because it competes with the body's own triglycerides. Whereas the krill oil is bound to phospholipids. Well, phospholipids are the building blocks of all the membranes, and therefore effectively delivers the EPA and the DHA to the blood, the tissue, the organs. It also has, the krill oil has, and another essential nutrient for the body called choline. And that's important for the synthesis of the neurotransmitters as well as the phospholipids. And it has astaxanthin, which is one of the most potent antioxidants in the world, that protects those omega-3 fatty acids in the krill oil from oxidation, so they keep them naturally fresh. You do not get any fishy aftertaste that you do when you take fish oil. So that's really what it is. What it does, it's essential for the body in terms of the brain and neurological development as a child, and then continue to support brain and heart health. It helps in having healthy skin. It reduces inflammation. For example, you know, those that are struggling with joint pain, arthritis, krill oil is an incredibly beneficial product for helping reduce that inflammation due to arthritis and joint pain, and then immune support. So there's been just a ton of studies in the last several years in terms of the importance of those omega-3 fatty acids to the body, and I'm convinced that this krill oil is the most effective way to get those omega-3 fatty acids in the body. You can get them from things like flaxseed or other plants like that, but it comes in the form of ALA, and it requires your body to convert that to DHA and EPA, and that doesn't do it very effectively. So getting it directly from this krill oil in that form is by far the most effective way for the body to get your omega-3 fatty acids.
And we sell these in the 60-count bottle, and they're 1,000-milligram super krill oil. Now, the regular supplement consumption, what are we talking about? How many capsules a day do you have to take of this? Recommended.
Recommended is 2 capsules a day. I would not take more than 4. Because it is a natural blood thinner, and especially if you're on blood thinning medication, you would want to do that. But
not getting me on that
two
stuff.
2 a day,
Frank,
would be the recommended.
Yeah, you're not getting me
What's
on that,
that
stuff. If they start prescribing statins, no, I'm taking the krill oil. Screw the
Absolutely.
Statins. I mean, too many people have been affected by those, and so I mean, if the idea is thinning the blood. This is something, by the way, for those of you who are having surgery, they don't recommend taking blood thinners prior to surgery. You have to get off of them a few days prior. So this is what doctors are telling their patients, just so you know. I'm not practicing medicine. I'm just citing what doctors tell their patients pre-surgery. So just to give you the heads up on that, because I don't know, just something told me to say it. And so I'm saying it. OptiVita Vitamin D comes in a 2,000 IU, 60-count, non-GMO capsule. Now, 2,000 IU, Frank, is that enough? I'm reading reports right now that say that you should be taking way more vitamin D than that.
Well, yes, and it's basically a maintenance type of scenario, but I would be less than candid to say it would probably be I personally take 4 capsules a day, you know, so I'm taking 4,000 IUs a day. And I've tested mine, my blood serum level of vitamin D, and it's at a healthy level. If you're deficient, which most people are, then I would be taking up to 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, but take it in a natural form. That's the difference. Most vitamin D on the market is D3 that is synthesized from lamb's wool. I'm not an advocate in any way of synthesized vitamins, you know, man-made out of something. Whereas the body recognizes any whole food vitamin and is able to utilize it much more effectively. So the vitamin D we have is just pure organic mushroom. There's nothing else other than we add some probiotics and things to help and your probiotics as a carrier, but also magnesium, which is absolutely critical to activate the vitamin D in the body. If there is absence of magnesium, you can take the vitamin D and it doesn't get activated in the body and does not do what it's supposed to do. And most of us are deficient in magnesium anyway. And that's why our vitamin D has not only the whole food form that your body can recognize and utilize, but it has the carrier that gets it into your body the way it's supposed to, and the magnesium that activates it in your body. Like, you can put a light bulb in a socket, but unless you flip the switch on and activate it, it doesn't do any good there. So that's what magnesium does. It's the switch that turns that vitamin D active into your body. And that's what's different of our vitamin D. Whole food with magnesium, a patented form of magnesium that is the way magnesium is extracted from plants.
And see, a lot of the reports I'm reading, Frank, are saying that the reason that people have a hard time getting past this SARS-CoV-2 virus is because they're vitamin D deficient. And so one of the things I think that even doctors, not just the frontline doctors, but other doctors that are just concerned about the patient's health, that aren't sitting there telling them that the shots are safe and effective when they know damn well they're not, that, you know, they need more than 2,000 IU. As a matter of fact, when I had blood work done once, my doctor put me on 50,000 IU vitamin D for 10 days to get my D levels up. You've heard of stuff like that happening, but I would imagine that these little green pills that they give you, these gelatin capsules, they're all synthetic. They're not the pure stuff. Because, I mean, how are you going to pack 50,000 IUs into a tiny little green gel cap? I just don't see it being in its pure form. I would think these 69 GMO counter are a little bit bigger than little tiny pills.
Well, they are. And again, you know, it is a food. I mean, and it honestly, it tastes good. You could open that capsule and put it on, you know, for your kids. You could put it on their food they eat, because it actually, you know, tastes. It's just a powdered form of an organic mushroom, button mushroom, that synthesizes the sun into vitamin E, much like the body, a human body does, and that's why it's so effective and efficient to take it in that form. But I totally agree with you. You know, the medical community has even come out and recognized, based on their studies now, that that vitamin D plays a very important role in terms of the prevention of and protection against SARS, and actually helping those that have it, you know, recover quicker. So they found there's a high deficiency among those that have the most serious cases of the SARS virus.
All right, so there you've got some factual information for you. Even your wife.
Yeah. I was going to say, even our good friend Dr. Fauci recommended vitamin D and vitamin C.
Yeah, and then he cut loose and decided he was going to quit before things got too serious. I swear that Congress, I don't know, it's kind of a toss-up whether they're going to hang him out to dry or not for all of what he said. Deborah Birx, the doctor that was like her their protocol doctor during the Trump administration, lied to everybody and told them that mask wearing and social distancing and 15 days to slow the spread, all that was made up. None of it worked. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why we have to kind of be very discerning in where we spend our money these days, because we're trying to stretch our bucks given what we're facing in the grocery store and the gas pumps. So finally, this thing on vitamin C. Now, I know that Linus Pauling, and I know you've done studies on Linus Pauling, used 50 gram doses of vitamin C to cure Kaposi sarcoma in AIDS patients. And I mean, after 2 weeks of 250 gram doses a day to bowel tolerance, he was able to get rid of Kaposi sarcoma in all of his subjects. I mean, this is stuff, you know, and I think that he probably was using synthetic vitamin C, not natural. So what do you know about that? And what do you know about, you know, what you can share with the vitamin C? I know this is Acerola cherry, which is it's one of his pure form. I would rather take that than some of the garbage that's on the market right now.
Well, you know, I do know that here's my explanation on you know, Dr. Pauling. Yes, he did use synthetic form of vitamin C, and yes, you can get short-term benefit because, like the body, it recognizes, you know, it has a need. Vitamin C is one thing the body cannot produce. It has to ingest it. And so if you take it in a fractionated form, you're only getting part of it, the body will rot from the collagen tissue to fill in the void. So, but you keep doing that, you know, sooner or later, you're going to deplete those resources that the body's doing to try and make up what it's not getting. And, I'm saying there can be a short-term benefit, but long-term, it's detrimental. There have been university studies show that when you take vitamin C in the form of, quote, ascorbic acid, which is, by the way, simply genetically modified corn syrup processed with hydrochloric acid, which doesn't sound like it'd be something very healthy to the body, but when you take it in that form, it actually creates genotoxins that mutate the DNA. And there are studies that also show that it accelerates the atherosclerosis, you know, in the hardening of the arteries. So, you know, it's not something positive for the body. Whereas when you take it in a whole food form, like Acerola cherry, that is 25% whole food vitamin C, as I mentioned earlier, all vitamins in nature are a compound, a complex. They are not a chemical isolate produced in the laboratory. And so we don't even know what all the cofactors in that food make it work, the vitamin work the way it's supposed to, but that's the way it was designed. So, you know, as I said, in vitamin C, it has bioflavonoids, J-factor, rutin, vitamin P, and ascorbic acid is just the outer protective shell. But that is what, you know, gives your body what it needs. For example, scurvy obviously was discovered, and they used to call them limeys, the sailors. And why do they call them limeys? Because they found that it was the limes that cured the scurvy. The amount of vitamin C in a potato can cure scurvy. But if you take that scurvy in vitro and try and kill it with ascorbic acid, it will not work. It doesn't matter how much you put in there. So whole food vitamin C will take care of it, but synthetic vitamin C will not. That alone should tell you something. In vitro, if it came in the body to some degree, like I said, the body will overcompensate for what it's not getting if you're getting it a fraction of something that they think it might be part of what they need, and it has to rob from the collagen tissue to make up that difference. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And we appreciate your input on that, because a lot of people, you know, they have questions about it. And I know that we've had some of our callers and listeners email us at support@thepowerhour.com. And of course, if you have any questions like that, you can definitely chime in. You know what the number is. You can call Power Hour, or Power Mall, and talk to Power Hour J. She will let you know, one, whether or not we have the item in stock. And two, you want to plan, because you only have 2 days left to get this stuff at the end of summer sale here in the Power Mall. And that's what keeps us going. And we have Frank Davis, of course, from OptiVita Products to explain all of this stuff medically, you know, from a holistic naturopathic type standpoint. Obviously, we can't give medical advice on the show because the FDA would take issue with us, even though the FDA basically has been in bed with Big Pharma. And I think Big Pharma owns them. And they don't really have, I guess I could say they have a lot of nerve telling us what to do when we have our own backdoor access to the Power Mall. So, Frank Davis, we appreciate you coming on the show today and giving us a lowdown on all the stuff that is on the end of summer sale right now. And, you know, we'll have you back again soon. Take care.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You bet. All right. There you have it. And we've got a couple of minutes left. And I want to go into a little bit of the U.S. economy now, because, I mean, it's one thing that Biden wants to give IDs to illegal immigrants. American drivers are going deeper into debt as inflation pushes car loans to record highs. Yep, people are trying to find cheaper vehicles, and they're buying them used. Average loans jumped almost 20% to $28,534. The average monthly payment from $440 to $515 for a used vehicle. A lot of them, Experian, found out the same thing, that consumers were shifting back to used cars. A lot of them just don't want to, they want to drive rice burners. They don't want to drive pickups. I see a lot of them parked on the side of the road. Meanwhile, in the housing market, you didn't think that, you know, that was going to be unaffected, all because of, and believe it or not, the immigrant influx has affected rents. Rents across the U.S. have hit a record high. Median rent for a one-bedroom apartment now reaching nearly $1,500 a month, according to Zumper National Rent Index. Places you don't want to rent, places with inundated mass immigration, New York City, San Francisco, Miami, L.A., D.C. Yeah, crazy, isn't it? We'll be back after the break talking about the pro-life stance with Daniel Tomlinson from CompassCareCommunity.com. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Noon, and it's Tuesday. We're in Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and this is August 30th, 2022. It's a Tuesday for those of you not looking at your calendar, but want to understand that we've only got 2 days left of our end of summer sale. In the meantime, you know, we always try to err on the side of controversy. We're always doing that. We're always pushing somebody's button. And that's why we have a toll-free number, 844-769-2944. And as much as the left tries to shut us up, they're not going to do that on this show, because we'll even take calls from the left. We don't care. We want to hear what they have to say as long as they can keep a civil tongue. But in this day and age, with the way things are going right now and Marjorie Taylor Greene being swatted twice by authorities down in Georgia, you know, if she came to the door with her gun, the outcome might have been a little different. But you see, this is what the left does. And the left is fighting us on a lot of different fronts, including abortion. And they've made it an issue. Even though the federal government, there's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees it, they've made it an issue. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why, because Jim Hardin, who's a reverend that's been on the show before, had something come up. Daniel Tomlinson, who is like the VP of Advancement at Compass Cares. This is a pregnancy center based in Buffalo, New York. He's in Rochester. We're taking the pro-life stance this half hour. The medical office in Buffalo was firebombed on June 7th, reopened a miraculous 52 days later. And of course, Daniel has been with him for 12 years. And the whole idea is resourcing the mission of Compass Care and educating the community on equal value of every person. And wife and four kids. I mean, here's the thing. Living outside of Rochester, New York, which is where my birth family is from. But, you know, it's interesting, Daniel, that first off, I want to welcome you to the show and thank you for taking time out to sub in for Reverend Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. So glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Well, and this is one of the reasons, you know, we obviously, and I've said this before, I have a vested interest in what happens in this argument because of the fact my birth mom, instead of aborting me when she found out she was pregnant, at a time when you didn't get pregnant out of wedlock.
Yeah.
And so at that point in time, she had me in a home for unwed mothers, and I was adopted out at 6 months of age. I don't mind telling people that story because, one, there's a lot of people listening to the show right now that can, A, benefit from it, and, B, we might even actually have a commonality. There might be more adopted people out there listening that are going to agree with everything I'm saying right now. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. If you have a question for Daniel regarding any of the policies, procedures, or any of the political issues going on right now, Daniel's very much plugged into this thing. And I think what scares a lot of our listeners, Daniel, is because of the fact these midterm primaries are coming up and they've made abortion a huge bellwether. We already know because of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's, and we know about Roe v. Wade being overturned. And they, of course, started screaming bloody murder and saying, oh, you can't do this. We've had abortion for 50 years. And to me, and I've said this before, this is just another way besides the jab. And we just reported the results of what the jab has done in causing all of these miscarriages. We already know that, and so people aren't taking the jab, especially, you know, with all the pregnant women they've tested this on, and the pregnant women that all trusted the government went out and got the shot, the clot shot, and then all of a sudden they have stillborns and miscarriages. I mean, it's, to me, it's all part of depopulation. But in a lot of circles, and you can, I don't know if you'll agree to disagree, you may totally agree with me, you know, the abortion gives women the excuse to go out and be loose. And I hate to be so direct, but it just, you know, it's a convenient excuse to go out and have unprotected sex because I can.
Yeah. So, Dave, one of the things that I think that we could agree on is that, well, we're probably going to agree on a lot of things in this conversation, but one of the things we can agree on is that what the promises of the sexual revolution have reaped a harvest of bloodshed that makes every other revolution in modern history look like nothing. You think about the Russian Revolution, the French Revolution. In terms of bloodshed, the sexual revolution has killed more human beings than any other revolution in human history. 65 million preborn boys and girls killed since 1973 Roe versus Wade decision. That's 65 million boys and girls that never saw the light of day that were killed because of what you just talked about. We think that there's such a thing as sex without consequences, that we can divorce childbearing from sex. We can divorce sex from the bonds of marriage and have no consequences, have no ripple effects in our society. But we're seeing the devastation that this idea that sex is just a recreational activity that any two people can agree to do, the devastation that this plays into the family. And we see it most starkly when it comes to unplanned pregnancies. And our culture's response is not to say, whoa, maybe we should, maybe the Judeo-Christian ethic of a man and a woman in the bonds of matrimony, maybe that is the best place and the best way to raise a child, a mature a citizen of a free country. Maybe that is the best way. No, let's get rid of this human being that's just been created because of a lack of self-control on the part of both the man and the woman.
Well, I see back in the 70s, I knew a girl that used to get pregnant all the time. And I mean, I lost count on the number of abortions that she had in 1 year. I mean, that's sad. And
that
this is
so
a this is 1977. And I mean, literally, she'd go out, have sex, get pregnant, go have an abortion. As soon as she found out she was pregnant, I mean, it must have been like six times that she had an abortion in 1 year. And it's like, you know, I don't even think she went and got daddy to pay for it. I think she had her mother help her. But, you know, this is the excuse, and this is why I brought it up. I mean, it's sad but true. And here again, coming into the midterm primaries, everybody's scared that, of course, the Democrat leftists are going to cheat again like they did before. And so Planned Parenthood, I mean, they've committed to spending $50 million in this midterm campaign dubbed Take Control. I mean, that's just insane. I mean, didn't Planned Parenthood read the Roe v. Wade and, you know, the Dobbs v. Jackson ruling? I mean, didn't they read that and get it that the rights are up to the states?
Well, I don't think Joe Biden read it.
So, no, I agree. There's
so, you know, his executive orders and his, you know, he was recently quoted as saying, we either elect federal senators and representatives who will codify Roe, or Republicans will elect the House and Senate that will try to ban abortions nationwide. So, I mean, his administration is animated. The Democratic platform promotes abortion as a moral good. Gone are the days of the 90s of safe, legal, and rare. They just want it legal, Dave. That's it. Forget about safe. Forget about rare. We want it legal. That's the demand. And they want it legal. They want it federalized. And that's the danger here. Pro-life conservatives, and which seems like I shouldn't have to put those two words together. It should just be conservatives, right? And of course they're pro-life. The reality is that we can't rest on our laurels. We can't be lulled into a false sense of complacency because the Biden administration and others, pro-abortion politicians, they want to codify Roe. They want to make abortion on demand the law of the land, which Roe versus Wade did not do. That's what many people get wrong about the SCOTUS decision in 1973. They didn't actually make Roe they didn't actually make abortion legal. They said it's permissible under the Constitution. They found a right to abortion in the Constitution. Now, I've read the Constitution. It's not in there. It's not in there. The right to abortion is not in there. And that, if you read the majority opinion of the Dobbs decision, they'll state, and they're absolutely right, that Roe was egregiously wrong from the very beginning. And Clarence Thomas says, you know, the pro-abortion advocates have had nearly 50 years to try to basically figure out how it's possibly constitutional for the Supreme Court to trump states' rights and make abortion, permissible across the U.S., and they weren't able to do it. The burden of proof rested on them, and they had almost five decades to figure it out, and they weren't able to do it. But conservatives, pro-life Christians, conservatives cannot sit back on their haunches and allow and think that just by not talking about abortion that we're going to be able to galvanize the base. Pro-life politicians should be talking about abortion, and they should be talking about it positively, not just responding to the pro-abortion rhetoric and propaganda. Jim Hardin, Compass Care's CEO, has got this. Basically, the talking point is this, and I think he's absolutely right about this. They need to talk about abortion, and that it's the role of government to protect all citizens equally, especially the most vulnerable among us, preborn boys and girls. That's the primary role of government. That's the positive way. Stop talking about restricting abortion. Just say, hey, I'm not so much about restricting abortion. What I want is to protect all citizens equally. I want to protect all of my citizens equally, including the preborn boy and girl.
Okay, so we have people that want to ask questions. Tom in Michigan, you're on the phone. What's your question for Daniel Tomlinson?
Okay, you're talking about women being loose because abortion is legal, and so I mean the reason we have abortion, it's kind of chicken and egg. People are living according to the flesh, and the fruits of the flesh, sowing to the flesh is corruption. So, I make the extrapolation that making abortion illegal is going to take away people living after the flesh about as much as making guns illegal is going to take away violence. It's just not going to work. I'm against the late term stuff because it's just gruesome the way that they're selling the body parts and things like that. Now in Michigan, we have Tudor Dixon who is running against Gretchen Whitmer. Okay, in my opinion, 85%. In my mind, certainty, Gretchen Whitmer is going to win. They gave it because Tudor Dixon is very fundamentalist, religious. Oh, no exceptions for anything. We're gonna save all these unborn. And there again, she's like somebody driving, 70 miles an hour in the fast lane. Everybody else wants to go 80 or 90. It's rush hour. They want to get home. But no, it's the law, one of those kind of people, or Prohibition, the Christian Temperance Society. But I just can't agree. I mean, it's just not my business to go out and get the law, the police with the badge there to go out and, and I'm going to make it quick and just, I don't want to rant on and on. And thank
you. What's your question? Yeah, what's your question, Tom? Did you have one?
I mean, the point is where is it in the Bible where it says to go out and get the police to do your work? When they won't accept your Jew jerk religion, you call the cops. And then you wonder why people blaspheme the Bible and the one you call Jesus. Why is that? Am I the one who's wrong?
All right. I know that's a tough philosophical question there, Daniel.
There's a lot of assumptions baked into that question. One of the questions is that needs to be answered is why does any human being have any value whatsoever? Why does Dave have any value? Why do I have any value? Tom, why do you have value as a human being? And why if how you answer that question how you answer that question determines whether or not we're just going to have a casual disagreement, or whether we're ideologically opposed. So my argument, the basis of my argument, the principle that I go by, is that every single human being is fully and equally human from the moment of conception on. Now, if you've got a different take on that, and you can somehow argue for that based off of some kind of philosophical construct or biological construct, that's fine. I think you're wrong. But the fact of the matter is, it is government's job to protect its citizens. And the weakest and most vulnerable of their citizens are the preborn boy and girl. And that preborn boy and girl are as fully and equally human as you and I. That's my argument. I'm saying that human being in the womb is just as much of worthy of respect, of dignity and protection as you are, as somebody on their deathbed at 95 years old is. They're fully and equally human. So the role of government, the role of the law, is to protect its citizens, especially those who are marginalized, especially those who are dehumanized. We're not supposed to carve out exceptions for certain categories of unworthies and call them lesser than. They are less human than you and I.
Well, and that's a good answer there, Daniel. And Tom, this is what we're all about as far as the show, because we're an exchange of ideas here. And take for granted the fact that Tudor Dixon is going to have an uphill battle against Whitmer because she's got a heavy Democratic base in Michigan. Now, if the people in Michigan want to have, the kind of results that they got during COVID with this massive lockdowns and beating up on businesses and jailing business owners, if this is the kind of crap that they want to put up with, then they're going to vote their conscience and they're going to vote what they want because they want to whore after idols. And I can't stop that. This is the conscience of America. There's going to be people worshiping the devil, people worship God. You're going to know the difference based on who people choose. Esther in Washington, you're on the phone with Daniel Tomlinson. Go ahead.
Good morning, Daniel Tomlinson. Thank you for being on the Power Hour. It's wonderful that you're going to uphold what we know to be truth. And irrevocable truth, truth that is eternal. That our government, it's the illegal coup dictatorship right now that is trying to destroy every fiber of decency in our nation. And this morning, if you could comment on this after I say this, Gary Randall, I listen to him every day at 9 o'clock. He's really good, and he's a minister, but this is what he quoted. He said, today, this is what Jerry Nadler said, perverting marriage will establish liberty and equality. Could you comment on that? And I'll thank you right now. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Esther in Washington. We appreciate that. Yeah, Jerry Nadler, I don't think much of him anyway. And New Yorkers elected him back in the primaries, beating Maloney. And I mean, Jerry Nadler, to me, I would love to use some very choice words for him, but I'm going to reserve the answer to you.
So the quote was perverting marriage. I didn't quite catch everything she said. It was something related to perverting marriage is what? I wasn't able to quite catch it all.
Okay, I could say it again if you want.
Go ahead.
That would be great.
Okay. Today, Jerry Nadler is quoted as saying in New York City, he said, perverting marriage will establish liberty and equality.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, that's from a Christian worldview. And from a any honest assessment of Western civilization, we see that marriage is the bedrock of a civilized order. Without strong families, communities can't survive, states can't survive, nations cannot survive. So one of the things that abortion has done is it has undermined the value of children. Right now in America, we're at 1.7 birth rate. Where everyone was up in arms about this baby formula shortage, and the Biden administration is talking about this baby formula shortage. You know what we have in America is we have a baby shortage. We have a shortage of little human beings that are being raised to be responsible, sacrificial, kind and generous citizens in a free republic. That is what we have a dearth of. And so marriage and family, men and women together, G.K. Chesterton once said the most extraordinary thing in the world is an ordinary man loving an ordinary woman and having ordinary children. And I couldn't agree with him more. That is the strength of America. That is the strength of our society, is strong families. Men sacrificially loving their wives and providing for their families and raising children, ideally in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And what we don't do, what an immoral society does, is we kill children. That's what an immoral society does. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German minister who was put to death for plotting against Hitler, said that the test of a morality of society is how it treats its children. And for too long, we have treated children as primarily a burden, as primarily a barrier to self-actualization and life as I want it. And that doesn't just include the woman who's getting an abortion. That includes a lot of people on both the left and the right here in America, is that we see children primarily as a burden to be avoided, and not as a blessing from God.
Yeah, so, I mean, Nazi Nadler can take that comment straight to the bank, because we know where he's going to end up, and I don't have to be the judge of that. We know what's going to happen on the day that of he who does the judging. So Nazi Nadler will obviously have to stand before the Almighty in answer to what he's done. Do you know whether or not any money from Planned Parenthood went into Nadler's campaign, by the way?
I don't know about Nadler's campaign in particular. I do know, to our point of points about the midterm campaign, Planned Parenthood has committed $50 million in this midterm campaign, in a campaign dubbed Take Control. They're trying to keep abortion top of mind for their voters because they know it galvanizes their base. And for some reason, pro-life politicians don't realize this about their pro-life constituents. You know what galvanizes me? You know what makes me want to go out to vote? The fact that a politician would say it is wrong to murder babies in the womb, that it is wrong that we don't protect all of our citizens equally. That galvanizes me, and it galvanizes a host of people that I know of. This is what pro-life politicians ought to be doing. They should be talking about abortion. They should be talking about it in terms of protecting all citizens equally, especially the preborn child. If not, Dave, here's the fear. If not, history may prove that the overturning of Roe was the worst thing that ever happened to the pro-life cause. If not, because now all of a sudden we went from judicial fiat to a law of the land.
So the thing is, when the overturning of Roe happened, I got on this program, and one of the first thing I said was the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution has scored a major victory today. Now, the thing is that everybody, of course, without even reading the Dobbs ruling, went out and said everything that was a lie. And this is what Satan does. He tells you a lie, expecting that you'll believe it, just like taking the jab. That was a lie. 15 days to stop the spread. That was a lie. And everything this government has been promoting regarding pro-life stance, I mean, they're siding with Planned Parenthood. They think it's wonderful. You know, it's one thing, you know, I think abstinence obviously is the best. Waiting until you're married is even better than the best, because then, you know, you have a responsibility. One of the things that even Larry Elder said, Daniel, that one of the biggest problems in black households now is the absence of a father. Yeah. And more mommies get pregnant, go on welfare because it's a paycheck from the government. I mean, this country has gone in drastically the wrong direction. And so, you know, that's why we have you on.
Yeah, Dave, to that point, and to Larry Elder's point, the last stats that I saw, which are a couple years old now, is over 70% of black babies are born to unwed mothers. Over 70%. You want to destroy a population? You want to destroy the fabric of communities? have statistics like that. And, you know, in the white population, I think it's I'm pretty sure between all of the different communities, white, black, Hispanic, we're over 50% of babies born to unwed mothers.
Oh, my. And see, then where do they turn? You know, you've got basically it's, a lot of these are unwed or besides the fact they're unwed are the babies that they have. You know, once they realize how to play the system, they don't become unwanted. They become a meal ticket and they become subject to abuse, you know, a bad outcome in life. I mean, life choices are tough because they don't have direction. Yeah. They have a mommy that, I mean, I know mothers throughout my life, I've known mothers that are single moms that go out and, you know, that monthly check that comes in, whether it's child support or government subsidies or whatever the case may be, goes to the liquor store, goes to cigarettes, goes to everything but childcare. So, you know, this is the thing that, you know, Planned Parenthood, this is an unintended consequence in my book. So we got a couple of minutes left in the show. And so, you know, I want to get your take on what can be expected. What do we think that the pro-abortion group is going to do to try to further muddy the water?
Yeah. So I think that all pro-life candidates and pro-life constituents should just expect that they're going to continue to trot out these exceptional cases. And by that, I mean, I'm seeing story after story after story talking about how this woman is not able to get the care for her ectopic pregnancy that she needed, which is a lie. It's a complete lie. No medical provider worth their salt is not going to serve a woman with an ectopic pregnancy for fear of litigation. That's just, it's a complete farce. You know, other situations of rape and incest. Do you know that, you know, rape and incest and ectopic pregnancy, in terms of number of abortions, they represent less than 1% of all the abortions that were occurring on an annual basis? I mean, we're talking about the such a minority, it's hard to even quantify them. And this is what you want to use to basically have unlimited access to abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. This is preposterous. So pro-life candidates need to just continue to speak positively. I want to protect all of my citizens, even the pre-born ones. I want to protect them too. This is my job as a politician.
Well, we thank you for your comments there, Daniel Tomlinson. And of course, the website is compasscarecommunity.com. For those of you who want to chime in and look, you can comment. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. And we appreciate you being on the show with us today, sir. We are out of time for this segment. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank God that prayers work. They do. Pray for this country. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's the